Wendy Mastretta is the executive committee member of the District Parent Coordinating Council, and also joining me is Buffalo News reporter Sandra Tan. Thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
Wendy, tell us what you believe is the biggest issue facing the Buffalo School District right now.
The inequitable access to high-quality programs for our students. The fact that we have some programs that are doing very, very well and meeting the needs of our students, and we have a lot of schools that just are not up to the same standards.
How would you expect, though, to accomplish that, given the budget constraints?
Well, we have a lot of community partners, and we have a lot of assets in our district, and so I really believe that we have all the tools that we need already at our disposal. A few years ago, we were working, I have children at International School 45, and we did what we called a community empowerment team, where we brought together community partners, and we did it in the summer, and we still had parents and teachers and administrators and community members that came, where we just had a discussion of, if we could do anything, what would our school look like? And so I want to start with that kind of basis for all of our schools, bringing in, so the schools themselves working with their school-based management teams would bring in everyone in the community that has a real interest in the school and figure out what they want the school to look like, and then go from there to bring in the resources to meet those needs.
Now, you think that the superintendent, Pamela Brown, should be fired. You didn't always feel this way when you ran for our office last year. I think you said that you thought that things were headed in the right direction. So what's led to this change of heart?
Well, yeah, last year she hadn't been in a year yet, and we were still going through the strategic plan process. So I was still hoping to see what her vision would be and how we were going to get there. And unfortunately, the strategic plan process didn't end as well as I would have liked. She did not follow her own guidelines for community input, so I was disappointed with that. But the big issue was really the stumbling blocks, the very real brick walls that were put in the place of parents in terms of participating in decisions that led for us to ask for intervention from state ed, mm-hmm. Because she did not include us the way the law requires in terms of consolidated application, the district comprehensive improvement plan, and school choice.
Right, and the state has sided with you guys on that.
Yes.
Even as the parent group is part of a voice that it's often been criticized for being negative, and you've been on the executive committee of the group, will you remain on? Will you resign that post, or will you continue your work through parents?
And I can say part of the reason I'm on the District Parent Coordinating Council is because of my efforts with the Multilingual Education Advisory Committee. I'm co-chair of that. So my professional background in international education and my kids in international school brought me in to the DPCC is trying to bring in more of our multilingual families and make sure that they had a voice in our school district. So the negative issues are a concern to me, but we really feel like we're fighting for the most basic rights, and we need to make sure that we have a clear understanding of what meaningful collaboration with parents looks like so that we can then take the next step to make sure that all of our parents are being included in the process of decision making.
You're a big proponent of neighborhood schools, and you said that you don't want to see an increase in more schools with special admission standards, but you did want to see an increase in more programs that were criterion-based. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Sure. Right now, my concern, if you look specifically at Olmsted, and when they test their four-year-olds to see if they're gifted or talented, and then they have a specific program for that, I cannot accept that we have just, you know, 50 or 100 four-year-olds in the entire city of Buffalo who would benefit from a gifted and talented program. So that is my issue with having separate schools where you're taking the best and the brightest by whatever measurement that might be and separating them. I really think we have to have programs in every school in the district so that every single family knows that they can put their child, they don't have to search for a school, they don't have to be worried about the quality of it. They know that the school that's closest to their home is going to meet all the needs of their child.
And do you think that that's something the district can afford?
Yes, I do, because we already have, like I said, we have the skills and the talents, we have the teachers, we have the Say Yes that's helping us coordinate, they're bringing in the site facilitators to the school, they're providing more supports in terms of mental health clinics and legal services, but we have so many other partners for after school, during school, Buffalo State and our other higher education providers are willing and eager to be into our schools to help us. So I really believe that that we can make the best effort and start with what we have And then if we need more, ask for more. But right now, our resources are not being used effectively.
Wendy, who would you say some of your biggest supporters are in your race?
Well, definitely other parents. Teachers that I know from my kids' schools. My son is also now at City Honors. My daughter will be there, but I am spent the most time in international school. And I have other friends who have been teachers, and I also came up from Buffalo State myself. So I don't have group support. I have some support that I received last year, people who heard me when I ran for the first time last year in North District. And they have other affiliations, too. So my campaign manager does work with the Republican Party. So I have those affiliations through people who have come to know me and support me because of what I stand for.
And in terms of parental involvement, obviously this is a big issue for you. What do you see as a few key things that could increase that?
Well, the DPCC has developed a plan called Maximizing Parent Engagement, because I did serve as parent facilitator for 2 years at 45 also. And one of the challenges that I found in that role is really parent involvement looked at, you know, sign-in sheets and how many parents you had in the building, and it wasn't meaningful. So what we really want is, if we're expecting parents to come into the building, what is it they're going to be doing that's going to meaningfully help student achievement? Because that is really what it's all about. We want our children to succeed. So what the Maximizing Parent Engagement Plan looks at is a very basic, starting with homeroom representatives who work in collaboration with teachers to talk with all the other parents in that classroom and identify what their skills and talents are. They would also work with a grade level rep who would work with the parent facilitator on the building level to make sure that some parents, you know, the very basic that we can expect is that their kids are in school on time, and so parents can help other parents make sure that the kids are in school and fed and ready to learn, all the way up to meaningful parent involvement in school-based management teams in the school level or in the district parent coordinating council or in the district comprehensive improvement plan or the budgeting process, whatever it be, district-wide.
Wendy, unfortunately, we're almost out of time, and excuse me, we'd like to thank you so much for joining us and being here today and talking about your candidacy.
Well, that was really quick. Thank you.
Thank you.